This is KUT. Last year, the city of Austin hosted an event called the Spirit of East Austin. Community members and leaders gathered at the Travis County Expo Center. Mayor Steve Adler told the audience that after years of neglect, quote, "Today we face East." This Saturday, folks will gather for a first-of-its-kind festival in East Austin. They'll eat food, listen to music, kids will play games. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, it will all happen at the intersection of East 12th and Chacon Streets.
The festival's called Return and Discover.
Make a plan that I'm going to go back to 12th Street today. Return. I'm going to return and I'm going to discover what's going on.
More about that voice and the festival later. For now, let's go to the corner. For a number of years, this place was notorious.
If you wanted drugs, you would come to the Blue Building at the corner of 12th and Chacon.
Tim Pinson moved to 12th and Chacon back in 2003. He started a church called Mission Possible. He told a real estate agent to find him a space in a, quote, needy place in Austin. He ended up here.
The streets were lined with people selling their goods, either drugs or their bodies.
But wait, this is the story many of us know, right? It's a dangerous intersection. Don't go there. So how did it get that way?
Hello?
Ada Harding grew up near 12th and Chacon.
Well, it wasn't that way when we were growing up. It really wasn't.
That story. To hear it, let's go back a few years. Actually, half a century. Back to the 1930s and 40s.
The trolley cars, that used to go up and down 12th Street. And my brother and I used to, just get on it for the fun of it. I think it was like a nickel or something like that. And we'd go to the end of it and turn around and come back.
The 12th and Chacon of Harding's childhood would be virtually unrecognizable to anyone who's been to the corner in the past few decades.
This is where I love. Yeah, I love it here.
Harding's dad owned a service station, her aunt a cafe. And the time is really fresh in her mind, down to minute details.
At that time, the phone number was Greenwood 88048.
Harding is black. In 1928, the city of Austin created a master plan that pushed people of color east of what later became I-35. Harding says she and her family had everything they needed in East Austin. Shops, a movie theater, schools. But when some of these things disappeared, the neighborhood began to change. Here's Brenda Mims Malik, another longtime resident of 12th and Chacon.
And we lost the ability to go to our neighborhood high school. They closed Anderson High in 71.
That's the original Anderson High School, not the one now in West Austin.
We lost a lot of communal activity because of that closing.
And that's when, Malik says, things began to change. Families moved, you knew fewer and fewer people in the neighborhood, and the ties that bind a community began to unravel. We get the 12th and Chacon that Tim Pinson, the guy who owns the church, talks about. Drug sales up and down the street. But it's changing, once again. So it's 2016 now. I'm standing on the corner. We're kind of the only two people standing out here. There, I see two folks waiting for the bus, catty corner to this. I mean, how did we get to this? In 2012, the Austin Police Department teamed up with nearby nonprofits and churches, like Pinson's Church, to help low-level drug offenders get jobs in place of arrests. Now, at 12th and Chacon, new businesses are joining the old. A new bar sits on the same block as longtime resident Galloway's Sandwich Shop. Behind me, there are new condos going up. And so once again, the neighborhood's changing, which leads us to this question.
What can I do to come back home?
A bunch of people in a meeting room are working on the answer to that. Their de facto leader.
My name is Creola Shaw Burns.
Burns also grew up near 12th and Chacon. Now she lives in North Austin. She's been working with the city to establish a merchant district, an organized group of local businesses, both old and new, a 12th Street business district. And before that really gets up and running, she thought they'd have a festival, reintroduce people to the neighborhood that they left.
Return. I'm going to return and I'm going to discover what's going on.
That's what Saturday's festival is all about. But maybe surprisingly, it can be a controversial idea.
We have had a few businesses. We've had a couple businesses who have said that they do not want to have anything to do with our developing because they have been promised and promised and promised and nothing has happened. So they don't feel like they want to invest the time.
Some business owners feel they've been repeatedly let down by the city, And that's fair, says Burns, for a part of town that has long been neglected, and mind you, created out of institutionalized racism, people are hurt. But for Burns and Ada Hardin and Brenda Mims Malik, while the change may be out of their hands, they're determined to be a part of it.
I'm going to stay in here and do what I can so we can be included.
Spirit is still strong.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to be here as long as the Lord will allow me to be here.
The East 12th Street Festival happens this Saturday. There'll be music, food, and historians talking about the area. Festivities start at 11 a.m. at 12th and Chicone. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.